Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and TGIF alohas to you. I know it felt like it would never get here, but we made it. It's Friday. And that, of course, means it's time for the free-for-all, the all-skate, as we like to call it. Whether or not I have discussed it during the preceding 4 days, you are free to bring up any topic you feel like here on Friday, merely by picking up your phone and using the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063, or text me using the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. My email address remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. And if you missed it, keyword, final one for this week, in this hour, given by Miss Moneypenny right before station identification, fly. Waiter, there's a fly in my soup. F-L-Y, fly. Text it to 72881 and go ahead and get your name in the hat for the $1,000 bankroll contest. Bobby, in on the text line, Bobby, I watched Mr. Silver's interview. He looked and sounded like the chicken dancing on a hot plate. He seemed to be trying to save face with the Chinese, but also appease the American people. Yeah, that would be diplomacy. And boy, he certainly found himself dancing on that hot plate is right. Bobby, the mere fact that China tried to get somebody fired over free speech is exactly why the general manager tweeted support for the Hong Kong demonstrators in the first place. Gotcha. Programming question. Bobby, is the Burns-Dorman game going to be on 106.3? No, we have multiple sports activities going on. So I believe we will be carrying the hockey game tonight. Right, about 10 before 7. Okay. Hillary has absolutely lost her last marble. Not that she had that many marbles to begin with, but she is rapidly reconfirming to us why she had no business being in the White House. Get this. Hillary Clinton said that Representative Tulsi Gabbard is being groomed by Moscow to run as a third-party spoiler candidate in 2020 to help President Trump win re-election. Now, you want to talk about conspiracy theories. The former Secretary of State, and Bobby added to the story, failed presidential candidate, pushed the theory on a podcast called Campaign HQ, hosted by David Plouffe, former President Obama's campaign manager in 08. Plouffe and Hillary discussed hurdles the Democratic nominee would face and compared the 2020 race to Clinton's loss to Trump in 2016. Plouffe asked Hillary about the part third-party candidates, such as Jill Stein of the Green Party, played in 2016, allowing Trump to secure key states. Okay. Clinton said, they're also going to do third party again. I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who is currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third party candidate, Clinton said, referring to Tulsi Gabbard without mentioning the Hawaii representative by name. She is a favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far. That's assuming Jill Stein will give it up. She's the Green Party candidate the last two presidential elections, which she might not because she is also a Russian asset. So not only is Tulsi Gabbard a tool of Vladimir Putin, so is Jill Stein of the Green Party. They know they can't win without a third-party candidate. Wait a minute. So is Hillary saying that Trump could not have won if Jill Stein was not running as the Green Party candidate? You want to guess what percentage of the American electorate voted for Jill Stein in 2016? What would your guess be, Moneypenny? What percentage of the voters who went to the polls in 2016, what percentage of them voted for Jill Stein of the Green Party, thus allowing President Trump to win?
0.8%?
You're close. 1%. 1.5 million people, or about 1% of the electorate. Hillary, they know they can't win without a third-party candidate, and so I don't know who it's going to be, but I can guarantee you they'll have a vigorous third-party challenge in the key states that they most need it. Well, Hillary, if you wanted to win the key states, like Wisconsin, like Pennsylvania, like Michigan, like a bunch of others, you know, the so-called blue wall that the Democrats bragged would never be busted, why didn't you campaign there any in the last 90 days of the race in 2016? Gabbard, 38, has represented Hawaii in the House of Representatives since 2013. A major in the Hawaii Army National Guard, she served in a field medical unit in Iraq from 04 to 05 and was deployed to Kuwait 08 and 09. This summer, she spent 2 weeks in Indonesia on a military training exercise. That's because she's a National Guards person. In Tuesday's Democrat debate, Gabbard accused the New York Times of calling her a Russian asset. The newspaper published an October 12th news article about Gabbard stating, quote, she is injecting a bit of chaos into her own party's primary race, threatening to boycott that debate to protest what she sees as a rigging of the 2020 election. That's left some Democrats wondering what exactly she's up to in the race, while others worry about supportive signs from online bot activity and the Russian news media. Well, if you want to look at injecting a bit of chaos into the Democrat presidential primary race, how about Beto O'Rourke getting out there saying, yeah, we're going to come take your AR-15s, and if you don't want to give them up, we'll send the police to your house to get them. That's a great way to attract voters. How many people in this country own an AR-15? A lot. Gabbard said on the debate stage, the New York Times and CNN have also smeared veterans like myself for calling for an end to this regime change war in Syria. Just 2 days ago, the New York Times put out an article saying that I'm a Russian asset and an Assad apologist and all these different smears. In 2016, Gabbard supported crazy Uncle Bernie over Clinton, but she congratulated Hillary on becoming the Democrat presidential nominee, saying she becomes the first woman to lead a major political party into the general election. Say what you will about her. Where do I begin? Let's give credit where it's due. This is one tough, smart woman most might wilt under the fire and criticism she's endured. Well, she did wilt. Remember, they had to toss her into the back of the Scooby van like a sack of potatoes. Gabbard faces a 2020 primary challenge for her House seat from Democrat State Senator Kay Kahili, obviously a native Hawaiian. So, there you go. Jill Stein, Green Party. Tulsi Gabbard, Democrat presidential candidate. All of them are Russian assets. Thanks, Hillary. She ought to know. She's the biggest Russian asset of them all. 16 after 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here, and then we're right back on the Friday free-for-all.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Excellent.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 4:21 here on Friday as we wrap up the work week, head into the weekend. It's like some rain for the USC-Florida game. Looks like they're going to have a mini tsunami down there, this tropical system working. So we're going to get some rain here, too, and we can certainly use it. Speaking of water, this today from Zero Hedge. Norwegians told to pee in the shower to save water.
What?
Frode, F-R-O-D-E, it's either Frode or Frode, halt of the Water and Sewer Agency in Oslo appeared on Norwegian state television, NRK, to raise awareness about the fact that Norway uses almost double the amount of water used in Denmark. Sounds like Dr. Strangelove. Mr. President, we cannot allow a water deficit to continue. Quote, do not run the water when you brush your teeth. Only wash with filled washing machines. Only buy washing machines that don't use so much water. Use a pot when you're watering plants in your garden. And pee in the shower in the morning, said Holt. The host of the show, to that individual's credit, challenged the statement saying, pee in the shower? You do know that many people will choke when they hear you say that. To which Holt responded, yes, but it is a great idea. We can also brush our teeth in the shower. It's very good for the environment. Is there no end to this lunacy? Viewers of the show did not react warmly to the proposal, with one asking, well, why not just poop in the shower as well? I may fall into the TMI category. So there you go. Yeah. To the phones we go. Let's head to Clinton next here on the Friday free-for-all and bring in Toby on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Toby, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Sir Bob. How you doing?
So far, so good.
That's good. I was listening to another radio post a couple of days ago, and they brought up some points that I was kind of curious about. I wanted to get your feedback about it.
Okay.
I know, you know, I'm a supporter believing in the Constitution and everything, but where they were coming across it, they thought it was a little bit, you know, how can I put it? The Democrats use it when they want to, and then they're trying to, you know, hide it away when they don't need to, you know, pick and choose when they want to use it.
Yeah, it's good for them, but it's good for me, but not for thee.
Mm-hmm. And so they was talking about how on the House side, they get to pick and choose the, you know, like they get to do the rules of how the investigation, like for Trump and everything, would go.
Yep.
Because of the impeachment. And they can change the rules when they want to. Mm-hmm. And they're in charge of the investigation. And it seems to me it's all one-sided. And if they really don't like you, and they don't like, word like don't even describe how they feel about Trump. Sure,
right.
Hatred is
right.
The way they feel about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And so how can the man get a fair deal?
Here's the caveat in this. If this were an actual legal constitutional impeachment inquiry, then they would not be able to bring in these witnesses to testify in secret, leak, cherry-pick stuff out to the media and all the rest, because the rules would then apply. But because this is merely a Nancy Pelosi construct, it is not an official constitutional impeachment inquiry. They can do anything they want to. And I think
bypassing the Constitution.
Yes, and I think that's a obviously the propagandists in the media are never going to tell you that. They are going to make it appear that this, oh yeah, this is an official impeachment inquiry. No, it's not. It's not in the manner that Richard Nixon faced. It's not what happened with President Johnson back in the 19th century. So again. They can make up any rules they want, which Schiff and Pelosi are certainly doing.
I think it ought to be. I think when it comes to investigating a president, I think it should be both the Senate and the House working together instead of just one person having all the power.
Yeah. Well, it does work that way when it is an official impeachment inquiry. What happens is, Speaker of the House will put together the list of accusations or charges and will then go to the full House and ask them to vote on whether or not these charges should be advanced to the Senate for trial. Because the way the Constitution calls for it, House comes up with the charges, the Senate holds the trial to either uphold or do away with the accusations. And the way it's constructed right now, they can continue on a daily basis to accuse Trump of doing this, that, and the other. He had a newspaper route that he stole money from when he was a kid, or what have you. And they can get away with it with the help of the media.
And if it ever goes before the Senate, it just ain't going to fly.
Yeah. In fact, there have been a number of Republicans. I think Kevin McCarthy is one. I think even Mitch McConnell may be on record as saying, look, you know, if they send something over to the Senate and it has not been voted on the floor of the House. And remember, Pelosi said a couple of days ago, no, there's not going to be a vote in the House on this. They send over their charges, whatever they may be. The Senate can reject them out of hand and say, this did not come to us in a constitutional manner. Therefore, we're going to ignore it.
I understand that, because, I mean, if you don't vote on it, the Senate, you know, don't have no way but just to throw it out.
Exactly. Exactly. And similar to the Democrats promoting these red flag gun laws with this bogus impeachment inquiry, Trump is guilty and has to then, what, prove himself innocent? Good luck.
Yeah, they're just trying to dirty him for the next 4 years.
That's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to separate Trump from his supporters between now and November 2020. And I think all they're doing is bringing his supporters even more energy in their support for President Trump.
Then you got the voters that really don't pay attention, you know, the MTV crowd that really don't pay attention to the real news or what's going on, and they just are led to believe what they hear and don't really investigate what's going on.
And that's exactly what happened yesterday with this business with Mick Mulvaney. All the news stories said, oh, Mick Mulvaney confirms there was a quid pro quo on Ukraine. No, he didn't. In fact, he denied it. But, of course, you know, they've got their story, and they're going to run with it.
Because you've been running to the millennial crowd, and you say, okay, you don't like Trump. Why you don't like Trump? They can't. He's a racist. How's he a racist?
Yeah.
Well, he's this. They can't tell you why they don't like him. They just know they don't like him.
Exactly. It's a sad situation, and unfortunately.
They're being programmed. They don't even know it.
Sure they are. Well, and they've already been preconditioned. By all the propagandists who fill their head with socialist Marxist mush in the public education system, so they're
indoctrination.
Yep, they're easily persuaded. Thank you, Toby. I appreciate the call. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Friday free for all rolls on. Annie next in the news center, and then today's edition of Amazing True Facts coming up.
Gone, bro. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That's exactly what we do. 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday. Great to have you along. 4:37 now, 23 before 5 here in the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line, Bobby, these climate freaks are making one huge mess helping the planet. Read some reviews of the new high-efficiency washing machines. Now people having to wash their clothes twice. I remember several years ago, in Oregon, they passed a law that you had to use some kind of high-tech detergent in your machines, and naturally, it wouldn't get anything clean. And so people were crossing the border. What's the next state east, I guess? Idaho? People were crossing the border and going over to Idaho and buying the laundry detergent that was blacklisted in their state. Crazy. Bobby, would you please repeat the keyword for this hour? Thank you. Yeah, fly, F-L-Y, to 72881. I like that say bumper music. That song is my jam. There you go. Miss Moneypenny says, glad you liked it. Bobby, Madonna said peeing in the shower cured athlete's foot. Never went there. Cured athlete's foot, huh? Yeah. What do you think of that?
I thought it was horse poop.
Yeah. Well, it's very close. Norwegians turn to golden showers. Okay, all right. Wait, you all don't poop in the shower? Hey, Bobby, whatever happened to Cheryl, one square of toilet paper, crow? Gotcha. Laugh out loud, peeing in the shower, funny stuff. Bobby, oh my, OMG, I might be Norwegian. I thought everyone peed in the shower. Bobby, I think Uncle Joe and Hillary both need blue emu because they stink. Gotcha. Hillary will try to use any excuse to justify why she lost rather than accepting her own failed campaign. Somebody please schedule her a psych appointment already. Bobby, you really need to warn us before you go into Hillary speak. I was scrambling to find my tinfoil hat. Hillary has no room to talk, Bobby Mack. They got Ross Perot to run in 96 to split the conservative vote, so Slick Willie could win. There you go. Bobby, you laugh, but she probably has a better idea of what the Russians are thinking than anybody. I won't argue with you there. Let's go to Clinton and bring in Ray here on the Friday Free-for-All. Hi, Ray, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Bobby. Hope you're having a good day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I want to comment on this latest thing I see in California and about the wildfires and stuff like that.
Right.
It was 1980. I was working in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and I volunteered to be a person with the EPA, which does the conservation for the state.
Right.
Learned a little bit out. I learned a little bit about it. Then I moved out to California in 84. To work on aircraft work out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that Amanda Blake and Jack Lemmon were on the TV every 5 minutes saying, don't shoot the mountain lions anymore. So this went on for a while, and then all of a sudden there was a referendum put out to the voters. The voters voted, don't shoot the mountain lions anymore.
Okay.
Well, my assessment of that was, the predators, being the mountain lions and the coyotes and
yep.
the wolves or whatever else there,
right?
They need a deer a week to work, to live. You know, they're a meat eater. So if they can't get deer, then they start eating cattle, horses, whatever else they can kill.
Right.
But that's not the real problem. If they don't, if the too many deer are shot, hunters a little bit, but mostly through the predators. If they start shooting the predators too much, the deer go crazy
exactly.
with their numbers.
Right, because the thin and, the herd has to be thinned.
Yeah, but to a certain number, which the Fish and Game of California was supposed to govern that. So what they did, they put through a law saying you can't, under any circumstances, shoot a mountain lion. So the deer herds were getting bigger and bigger, and they were the mountain lions actually cut them way down. And the problem arises because the deer eat the stuff in the woods that burns.
Right. Yeah.
If the deer aren't there to eat it, then the wildfires go crazy later on in the fall and summer.
Well, and the eco freaks won't allow all that underbrush to be cleared out. In addition to they all these geniuses always think what they're smarter than nature's balance.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said the issue let the people go into the woods, at least take the trees that are dead out to burn for firewood or whatever.
Correct.
Clean out the woods. And in Connecticut, we did that. We let them take the wood, and the deer herd got bigger.
Right. Well,
because they got browse. The sun came through, and the browse was better for the deer, so the hunters had a little bit better time of it. But you didn't have to worry about wildfires because of all the fuel on the ground in the woods.
Exactly. Well, bear in mind, Ray, and thank you for the call, Ray, bear in mind, these are the same ecological geniuses who decided to throw up these windmills everywhere, which are killing off birds by the millions. So they're going to save the planet by killing off all the birds. Let's head to Greer and welcome into the Friday Free for All Anonymous. Welcome to the show, Anon.
Thank you. I just wanted to share, since this is what, Open Line Friday?
It is indeed, yep.
And this is going to be out left field from anything that's been discussed today.
That's okay. That's okay. It's still fair game.
Anyhow, I walked into my bank this morning
mm-hmm.
to pay a payment on a loan I have.
Okay.
And I walked in and I thought, most of the time I do pay by cash, but you know, it's been a while and I've paid it online and everything. So I walked in this morning and had a 50 and a 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave it to the teller, and the teller says, I need to see your license. And I said, why? And she says, well, because any payments or any deposits of cash, we need to see your license. So she took it, and I'm fuming at that point.
Right.
And so she walks in. And so when she comes back, I said, who put this policy in effect rather than, you know, guessing? She says, well, it was, you know, the head of the bank, the executives, whatever, decided to do this. And she says, a lot of other major banks are doing this, too.
Yep. Mine is as well. Yeah.
And I said, why are you doing this? And she says, well, for, you know, reasons of like,
What, security?
No, not security. Like drug traffic and
money laundering?
Money laundering. That's what she said, money laundering.
Right.
And I'm going, for under $100?
Yeah. Can I launder this 50 and this 20 while I'm here? Right.
Yeah, so I was, she was saying 20, so I was mumbling to myself, and there was a guy in the line waiting behind me. He says, welcome to the club.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm going, you know, it used to be what, $10,000 they had to get all your information?
That's correct.
And now it just keeps going down. It's like, I'm going, this is just, I
this is just losing our freedoms right and left.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't doubt that it's the Fed telling the banks, you need to do this. And, you know, of course, they're letting corporate America do this to us as citizenry.
Yep.
And it to me, this is a lot like the gun laws. They put them in effect, and the only people it affects are the law-abiding people.
Yeah, too true. Too true. And it's another step. It's a baby step. But they would love for us to have no cash at all in our hands.
Definitely.
They would love to have us dependent on a debit card or whatever else, whatever form of electronic transfer, where all the money stays with them. And when it comes to cash, you're out of luck, pal.
That way they can trace everything you do, every place you've gone, how much money you spend on everything. And, you know, at any point in time, if they want to say, well, we want $1,000 from every citizen in the United States that has a bank account, they can pull it out. What are you going to do?
Right. Complain about it? A little wait for that, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. I appreciate
Bobby.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. Yeah, I had that happen to me the other day. Not with cash. But, yeah, any kind of transaction you're conducting right there in the bank, you know, can I see your identification? Yeah, let me see yours. 4:48, dozen minutes before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Welcome to 1984 in 2019. Welcome back. 4:52, 8 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Sorry, the rest of the story in the shower, peeing in the shower is a great idea. I think if you did a survey, you'd be surprised a number of people would do that. Bobby, I think I pee in the shower. Bobby, at the bank, about the last caller, the teller finally told me I could make my cash payment on my credit card to the ATM without showing my ID. Yeah, but all your information is in the credit card, right? Bobby, it's the banks, not the feds. Their rule is $10,000, the feds, that is. They keep a list. I started asking the teller, who has the list? What happens to the list? It's a secret. It's a secret. Bobby, is calling the Democrat herd still illegal? Yep, it is. Thank you. Darn it. You're 6-0 Buckeyes fan. There you go. Bobby, any word on changing the mandate from daylight savings time to normal EST in Colombia? Well, they don't come back until January. So anything that they do in that regard would be next year. Bobby Mack, Manny Ramirez, baseball player, said he peed on his hands to toughen his skin. Okay. Paul, 52 in Greenville. Thank you. Bobby, I agree with your comment about Fox the other day. I've watched him for years, and the change since Rupert Murdoch's kids took over is obvious. Fox equals CNN with better-looking women. Okay. Spartanburg, my next stop. We bring in Dan here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the Friday free-for-all.
Thanks, Bobby Mac. I hope you're having a good day.
Yes, sir. Fine and dandy. Thank you. Hope you are as well.
I was away from my phone for a while after this came up, so I apologize if somebody talked about it. But Hillary Clinton should be well aware how a third-party candidate works, because they would have never sniffed the White House were it not for Ross Perot.
Bingo. Bullseye.
I mean, Bill Clinton got, I believe, 46% and 48% of the vote.
That's right.
And,
close.
These were razor-thin elections. And, of course, the media came out and said Perot didn't cost Bush and then stole the election.
But, right.
You know, they never.
I guarantee you, I don't remember, Dan, right offhand what percentage of the vote that Ross Perot got. But I can guarantee you it was substantially more than the 1% of the vote that Jill Stein got with the Green Party in 2016.
Oh, yeah. I think it was like he got about 8% the first time and like 4 or 5 the second time, because his heart wasn't really in it. But
right.
Both times it was enough to swing the vote. But, you know, and the thing is, when you look at that bunch of brain-dead morons that was on the stage the other night, and you can throw in the moderators, the audience, and with the exception of maybe a couple of cameramen or something, I'd say Tulsi Gabbard was the closest one to a regular person in the whole building.
Why would they run her? Yeah, why would the Russians select her to be their bot? But it's interesting you make that point, Dan, because Drudge did a poll on the front page of Drudge the very next day. Tulsi Gabbard won the Drudge poll.
Was that just I know she won the early one. Did she win the recent one, too?
Yes. Yes, she did.
Okay, yeah. I know when she knew Kamala Harris, she was like trending on all of the social media and stuff.
And I don't know how many of those Drudge voters, you know, just pick somebody at random, so they weren't voting for crazy Bernie or Biden or liar Watha. But whatever, she still managed to finish in first place again. I got to run, Dan, but I thank you very much for the call. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back with the 5 o'clock follies, and we will kick off the weekend.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.